Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the death of a young woman found decomposing in a South Philadelphia basement. And as we hear from KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson, the teen has been identified.
Officials say 18-year-old Erin Schweikert was the young woman found stuffed in a plastic bag and then stuffed in a Tupperware container in the basement of a home on Porter Street near 21st Street. Schweikert went missing in October after her family said she met someone along Front Street in South Philadelphia and never returned home, never answering repeated phone calls or texts.
Police have been investigating the case for possible human or sex trafficking, but they have not yet had solid evidence. The medical examiner is awaiting toxicology results, but her death has not yet been ruled a homicide. Classes were canceled once again on Friday at McClure Elementary for elevated levels of asbestos. From Hunting Park, KYW's Mike Doherty.
Parents and teachers gathered for a rally outside the school to demand the district take them seriously. Teacher Rachel Boshin says they reopened the school before it was ready.
It makes me furious. It makes me feel disrespected. It makes me feel as though the district cares more about the test results of their students than they do about the lives and the health of their students.
More tests are being done, and there's no timeline for when McClure will reopen. Meantime, the Philadelphia School Board says it plans to make sure the district carries out its plan to seal off and remove asbestos from school buildings. The school's Board Finance and Facilities Committee Chair Lee Wong says he empathizes with parents and teachers concerned about asbestos.
We are also upset, and we stand with everyone who wants to help us in making our schools safer.
Wong says the board plans to hold the height administration accountable for executing its plan to manage and abate asbestos in district buildings. Height's chief of staff, Naomi Wyatt, told the committee the district was putting its asbestos inspection process on hold.
We did put a brief pause to this inspection process while we do a quality review.
Wyatt says as the district inspects buildings, it expects to find and address more asbestos issues. Millions of dollars have been released in New Jersey to organizations whose pledges of state funding were held up for 6 months in a political tug of war between Governor Phil Murphy and Senate President Steve Sweeney. From cancer research to education and more, recipients are just glad the money's coming. Among them, Volunteers of America Delaware Valley President Dan Lombardo. He will get an extra $1 million to expand a program helping released prison inmates adjust to life outside the walls into Burlington and Cape May County.
We have a process of meeting with local police departments, local government officials, and then we'll be recruiting and hiring staff. We'll be looking for office space.
In all, $235 million in frozen funds has been thawed. A former Philadelphia narcotics unit cop has pleaded guilty for taking an impounded luxury SUV for a spin last April. And as we hear from KYW's Molly Daly, it was a family affair.
You have to wonder if Officer James Coolen thought no one would notice when he drove his pickup into the narcotics department's secure lot and left in a California-registered Porsche Cayenne seized during a recent bust. Or that neighbors wouldn't think it odd when he brought home the SUV valued at more than 60 grand and then used it to ferry his stepdaughter to the prom.
But notice was taken, and there was ample evidence to back it up, including security footage, photos, and fingerprints. Coolen resigned and surrendered to police in October. He admitted his guilt on Thursday and was sentenced to 12 months of probation. There's lots to do over the weekend to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., all leading up to Monday's MLK Day of Service. Ivan Henderson is vice president of programming at the African American Museum of Philadelphia, and he says they have poetry readings and special exhibits to convey Dr. King's message.
I could argue that now more than ever in 2020, the things that he fought for beyond the black experience, but for world lives and world quality of life, those ideas are more important than ever. So it's more important than ever for us to engage with them.
Museum admission is just $2 this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.